from 2 Corinthians, Paul talks about generosity. Paul is going to give us an understanding about how we can be generous with what we have in both our abundance and our need. God gives grace to us generously, so our lives become rich, and so we too are able to give a life of grace to others by the way we live our lives, sharing our life in all we have. We often get caught up in the word share or give to mean money. Paul is talking to the Christians in Corinth, and yes, he does say they need to help others who have little or the poor among them. The poor among them, Paul is referring to, are the Christian Jews who are struggling. We live in a diverse country where many different races, colors, and creedal people come together in business and on the streets. Our diversity is what makes us a great country. The division within this country keeps us from becoming the people God has called us to be. Paul tells us to be generous with all we have with the gifts of the Spirit as we have been given. This appeal is not a command. Paul is merely testing the genuineness of their love against that of others. We are children of God, and we have become new in Christ. So we give generously of ourselves in all the gifts of the Spirit because of the gift themselves, and not because we are told we should. We give of what we receive from Christ eagerly and without hesitation of what we have first received. We do not wait for someone to ask us to give of our spiritual gifts. We constantly give our life as a gift to others. In this same way, Christ gave of himself completely so we may receive the gift of the Spirit, the gift of life. Ours is not from ourselves, but from God. So when we give, we are simply sharing the gift we have first received in Christ by the grace of God. This grace comes from the Father, so God will be glorified in our giving to others the gift we have in Christ. Grace comes to us as God opens the gate of life in grace and love through the Holy Spirit that Christ has sent to us to teach us and to remind us of all Christ has done and continues to do for us. It is because of this grace we show grace to others. It is because of the spiritual gifts we receive that we share our gift with all creation. It is in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ that the gate has been opened to us so we may enter the body of Christ to be filled with God's Spirit and life. God opens the gate of salvation to us so we may be generous to others, so they too may find the grace of God and receive a life filled with all the spiritual gifts God has for all God's children. Jesus is the open gate of generosity. Let God fill you with spiritual generosity. Go to all the world sharing what you have and whatever you do not have, and watch the gate open for others as you glorify God in all you do. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and giving Father, you share your love with us as a gift of grace so we can share your love with others. Let us glorify you in all we do, lifting up your name to all who seek the truth. Our spiritual gifts are meant to be shared. Your gate is opened to those who choose to see your love as a spiritual gift of grace. Open the gate of Jesus Christ to all and lead us to share your grace. Amen.